we present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, is that your horse outside? I don't know what I'm wasting my time for around here. There's not an house under 60,000. The auction their junk at some of his round here. Oh, well, in for a penny, might as well keep going. Oh, bizarre. That door knocker must be worth £100. I've come up here with a screwdriver one night. Oh.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Are you trying to break in?
Oh, no. Oh, good morning. It appears that the lady of the house isn't at home.
She is now. Do be a pet. Would you mind holding these parcels for me while I get my key?
Oh, certainly.
Bring them inside for me, would you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Not at all. A pleasure. Oh, there's nothing else I can do. I'll better shoot off then.
Oh, no, don't go. I must reward you for carrying in those heavy parcels for me.
Oh, I wasn't heavy. Well, leastwise, not for me. When I'm used to humping quiet, everything's about all day long.
Really?
Yeah, you know, in my line of business, you has to.
Yes. You do look very strong.
Well, you know. I do keep myself in condition, right?
Yes, I can see you do. Would you care for a drink?
Thank you, yes.
Is whiskey all right for you?
Oh, yeah. That will be fine. Cheers.
Cheers. And what line of business are you in, Mr...
Steptoe.
Steptoe. And what is your first name?
Harold.
And what do you do, Harold? And why are you knocking at my door?
I'm like a bowman.
A rag and bone man. Now, that's interesting. I've never met a rag and bone man before.
Well, there's not many of us about, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my awesome cart outside.
Uh-huh.
I left a sack here yesterday. With my cart.
Did you?
You might remember it was printed, Steptoe and Son, best prices paid for old junk, and saying I'd be calling back today to collect it, like.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, never mind. Don't suppose you've got anything, not in a place like this. Thank you for the drink. I'll be on my way.
No, don't go. I must have something that would interest you. Why don't you help me to look for it?
I've got to go. You see, it's getting darker. I ain't got any lights on the car.
Then why don't you come back when you've got more time?
Yes.
A lot more time.
Beg pardon?
A lot more time.
I'll do that. I mean, I can always call back. I expect Tar will be around this way again. Sometime.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I could come back tomorrow, I suppose. If you think there's a chance of something.
I would say there's definitely a chance of something.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be too far up my way, I suppose. I mean, I could easily drop by, because I do have to pass by this way.
Make it early.
Early? Right.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
I'll be free all day.
9 o'clock.
I'll be waiting for you.
Morning, Jags, and hi,
How are we this morning? Did we sleep well?
What's the matter with you? Never asked me that before.
But it's always the first time, ain't it? Did you sleep well?
No, I didn't. My leg was playing me up.
Oh, what a sign. Oh, you must look after yourself, Dad. I'll get some of that liniment while I'm out. We've got to look after you. Well, you don't want to spend the rest of your life in pain, do you? No warrior like you. And you take care of yourself. Oh, it's a lovely day today. So whatever you're going to do,
You're a bit happy this morning, aren't you?
I'm always happy, Dad.
I ain't got your breakfast ready.
That's all right, Dad. Don't worry about it. You've got enough to do. I'll get me breakfast out.
You're not going out in the cart, are you?
Of course I am. But what made you ask?
Well, I mean, you aren't going out in the cart dressed like that.
But what?
Your best suit on. All pounced up.
Well, yes. Why not?
Why not? It's a bit daft, ain't it? Going out collecting rags and bones down up like that. It's like a bank clerk going to work dressed up as you normally do. Don't make sense. You've had a shave as well. You don't normally shave for the weekend.
Yes. Well, I'm a creature of impulse. Yeah, I just thought I'd do myself up to date, that's all. Well, you get a bit fed up being scruffy all the time.
Well, the horse won't recognise you, that's for sure. And she won't be happy about getting out at this time of the morning. She got used to you crawling out at 11:30. You're liable to get a hoof right up the kilt. I don't even suppose she's awake yet.
I'd do her good. Get some early morning air in her chest. A nice crisp morning like this. Get the old steam belching out of her nose. Yes. Oh, it's good to be alive. What are you doing there?
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm putting a bike together.
Where'd you get that then?
I bought it yesterday. More than you got.
Oh, well, yesterday. It was a bit foggy yesterday. They couldn't see me. You've done well there with that old bike, haven't you? Well done. Going in for the Tour de France, then, are you?
Very funny. I hope you do a bit better on the round today.
Oh, yes. I think I might do quite well today. You never know your luck, do you?
And call in at the Chandler's and get some more oats.
More oats. Roger, I shall see you.
And I'll be back late.
Right, have a good day. Stay loose, Dad. I don't have a do it. Look after that leg. More oats, more oats.
Is that you, Harold?
Huh? Yes. Where are you?
In the bedroom.
Oh.
Speak into the grill.
Hello?
By your left.
Oh, yes. Hello? It's Harold Steptoe, the Rag and Bone Man.
Don't shout, Harold. We don't want the whole square to hear.
Sorry.
Push the door. You'll find it open.
Oh, yes. We must get one of these, Peter.
Go straight into the lounge. Pour yourself a drink.
Oh, right. Actually, I think vodka and lime and the breath won't smell. Delicious.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I'm not dressed. I've only just got up.
Yes, I can see that. But I'll come back later.
No, you'll stay here. Oh, is that for me?
Yes. It's just a few flowers. A floral tribute, so to speak.
Rosebuds. How romantic. Let me put one in your buttonhole. Oh, you're perspiring.
Am I? Well, it's hot in here, isn't it?
Let me take your jacket off.
Oh, thank you.
Come and sit over here, next to me. Now, what can we do for each other?
Thank you.
Hello, Dave. You still are, Betty?
Looks like it, don't it?
Having trouble with the box?
No, it's going very well, thank you. Did you have a hard day?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, terrible hard day it was. It was all go. I know. Yeah. At it all the time, I was.
Yeah, I can imagine. Did you get anything? Junk, I mean.
No, I didn't. There didn't seem to be much stuff about today. It's very quiet.
You looked, I suppose.
Of course I looked. Hopping all over the place. Very slack it was.
Was it?
I just couldn't find anything at all.
Did you go down Princes Street?
I'll tell you that. I've been all over the borough. I mean, I ain't let up all day. I was in one end and out the other. Shouting myself silly, I was. There was nothing, Dad. Nothing.
Been all over, then, have you?
All over. I've never known it so slack.
So, you didn't get anything?
No. Perhaps I'll do better tomorrow, eh?
Oh, I expect you'll be wanting your tea. You must be tired after all that hard work.
Oh, yeah, I'm knocked out, Dad. I was speaking to some lads down the cliff, and they didn't get nothing either. It's quite all round, it seems. I said they'd never known it so quiet.
Oh, you were down at the cliff, then. Had your lunch down there, did you?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Eh?
What do you have to eat?
Oh, meat pie, mash, and gravy, and 2 slices of bread and butter, Bakewell tart and custard, and a cup of tea.
All right, was he?
Yeah, all right. So, you know. It don't change much, does it? I mean, not like yours. Do you want any help with that, boy?
No, thank you. Was Lenny in there?
Lenny? Oh, Lenny! Oh, yeah, Lenny. Oh, yeah, you see, he was in there, Lenny.
How's his dad? Any better?
Any better?
You did ask him, I hope.
Well, yes, I mean, of course I did. Yes, he is better. Yes, he said he was a bit better this morning.
What's wrong with him, then?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you said he was better. I'm asking you, what's wrong with him?
Well, he's ill, ain't he?
I don't know. Is he?
You asked me if I was any better. I mean, if he isn't ill, what do you want to ask me is any better for?
I wanted to see how much of a liar you were.
Who are you talking about?
You ain't been nowhere near that cave.
I have?
No, you haven't. And you ain't been on the cart all day long, neither.
That's a lie. That's a rotten, filthy lie, that is. Who told you that?
I can tell you exactly where you've been.
I've been on the job.
I know you have. I followed you.
You what?
I followed you.
I thought you have followed me. We galloped most of the way there. You couldn't have kept up. You're just about knackered by the time you get to the Skinner's Arms, you are.
I didn't follow you on foot. I was on this.
What, the bike?
Yeah, the bike.
Go away. You can't ride a bike.
Oh, can't I? I'll give you 10 yards start, leg or no leg. 40 years ago, I was a sprint champion in the East Surreys, mate, and I ain't forgotten how to do it yet, either.
You liar. You didn't follow me.
Where was I then? 21 Berwick Square. I saw you. In that house all day long, and you all standing outside shivering. I had to go over and rub her legs 3 times.
I was looking for junk.
Liar.
No, there was a load of stuff in there. We were sorting it all out.
7 hours you was in there.
Well, I was pricing it. You know how long it takes to price it. They're moving, you see. They're having a clear out. I'm going back tomorrow to collect.
You're not going nowhere near there tomorrow. I'm no mug, mate. I haven't just fallen off a Christmas tree, you know. I know what's going on. Putting your best suit on, shaving. Give yourself away, don't you? I know you of old. It's birds. Birds is the only thing you ever punch yourself up for.
I spend a time with a bird. That breaks the monotony a bit, don't it? Anyway, what's it got to do with you? I'm over 21. I can't do as I like.
In your own time, do as you like, but not while you're supposed to be working. I'm not having it. I don't pay you to go out snogging with birds, do I?
I see. It's the money that's bothering you, is it? I thought it was the morality that was worrying you. Well, it's easy set of a nanny. Shall we say your share of the loss of income for today was, £2? All right. Well, I won't take any wages for today.
I don't want your money. I suppose she gave it to you, did she?
Oh, smash your face in you if you said things like that. I ain't no gigolo. That money's my own. I earned that. You keep your dirty tongue in your head. Mind your own business. Now, let's have some tea.
You get no tea from me. You get tea when you work for it. You want some tea, ask your fancy bit for some. Or did you get turfed out before old man come home? She is married.
I don't know, I didn't ask.
You keep away from her. I'm going to give you some advice.
Oh, advice? Oh, this ought to be good. It's a bit late in life, but nevertheless, welcome. Come on, then, let's have it. Lord Chesterfield's letters to his son. Come on, let's hear those pearls of wisdom.
I am older than you.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish you'd tell me that when I was a boy. Oh, what difference it would have made to my life. My dad is older than me. I'm overcome.
Listen to me. I've seen a lot more life than you have. I'm telling her no good will come out of this.
Well, it's done me a lot of good already. Well, it's restored my self-confidence for a start. Oh, it's very nice to know that when you're pushing 40 that the bird still fancies you. Ah, there's nothing wrong with that, Dad. Maybe when I'm as old as you are and I'm past it, I shall start moralising and tutting. But at the moment, I'm not complaining.
I'm not moralising, son. I'm trying to explain something to you.
There's nothing to explain, Dad. I'm just still desirable, that's all.
Listen to me, Harold. I know what I'm talking about. This bird, she lives in a posh house. She's not a bit of old brass, is she?
Oh, no. Now, she's got what your generation might call class. Elegant, she is, you know. The way she walks, you can tell. Breathing. It's all there. She's one of them haughty birds, you know. Arrogant, confident of their position in life. That's the sort of thing that only comes out with good schooling. Well, you know the attitude. Let them eat cake. And the house. Oh, the luxury. Oh, she's got it all there. Oh, yeah. She's a definite cut above the other scrubbers I usually knock about with. That's like a breath of fresh air, Dad. It's like walking into another world.
Have you stopped to ask yourself why a bird like that should fancy a load of old cat like you?
That's a nice way to talk about your own son, ain't it? A load of old tat. An unpolished diamond, maybe.
You know. She's got the pick of the land. Why bother with you?
Oh, it's chemistry, Dad. I mean, who could explain these things? See, we're like two magnets, irrevocably drawn to each other. There might be a subconscious urge on her part, an effort by the effete upper strain to revitalise itself by introducing elements of the more virile peasant growth.
Sounds like a bunch of grapes.
Well, I don't know why. She just fancies me, that's all. And she fancied me for myself. It made no difference to her, me being a rag and bone man.
Yeah, great Burke. She fancies you because you are a rag and bone man.
And what is that supposed to mean?
She don't fancy you for yourself. It's because you're common.
Uh-huh.
Ah, you have a lot to learn. If you think there's anything in this, you're going to be hurt. She won't want to know you tomorrow. She's had her bit of fun.
We'll see.
She's amusing herself with you. Can't you see that?
Well, I'm having a bit of a giggle myself.
But it goes deeper than that with you, doesn't it? I know you. You've been waiting for something like this to happen. You've given up trying to get out of this business under your own steam. You're hoping for some rich woman to come along and take you out. Well, they won't. I don't want you hurt, son. I've seen it all before. They're all the same, these posh birds. Their old man's out for the day. They're bored. They've tried everything. They're jaded. They're looking for something new and different. So they have a dabble with a bit of rough.
Now keep calling me a bit of rough!
Well, that's what it is. It intrigues them. It makes a change. You're a plaything, can't you see that? A new toy.
It's not like that at all. You weren't there. You don't know what went on. You don't know what she said. The way she looked at me. She had respect for me. We just didn't sit there snogging for 7 hours. We chatted. We talked about life, politics, books, culture. We got a lot in common. We were equals. It was more of a marriage of the minds, really. I taught her a few things she didn't know.
I bet you did.
But politically naive she was. I sorted her out there. A couple of more visits, she'd have the old Vote Labour posters up in her window.
I see. It's her knocked out by you, is it?
Well, let's say she was quietly impressed.
Cool blimey, you don't half think a lot of yourself, don't you? Full of yourself, aren't you? Well, let me tell you something, mate. Listen carefully to this. This is the voice of experience talking. When I was your age, I was better looking than you are.
Oh, naturally. You were taller as well, weren't you?
I wasn't taller, but it was wiry with it. And I still got more hair than you, so don't be saucy. Anyway, I was a bit of a goer on the quiet. You never knew that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I'll see that pouter you in the straw hat and the Oxford bags. Very sexy. Standing by the shower bag with your foot on the crate of brown ale. Very dashing.
Yeah, I was very dashing, even though I said myself. I was a fine figure of a man. I haven't always been old. I've had my moments. It didn't start with you, you know. You listen.
I'm a gog. I can only wait.
Right. Well, this is the point. Birds like this one never left me alone. All the ladies were all after me, and there was more in them days. All the big squares in London, there was houses then, there were. Not bedsitters, with maids and butlers. I used to go down those streets, Belgrave Square, Wilton Crescent, all round there. I used to ring me bell, bawl out me cry, and they was hanging out the windows, they were. It's an occupational hazard, rich birds.
Oh, I see. So all these young guards officers in the blues, they're all honourable fit steptoes. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not. Now, don't be vulgar. I'm only trying to open your eyes for you. This is the first time it's happened to you. You've never come up against anything like this before. It used to happen to me every day. It's happened to all the lads.
Not like this, it hasn't.
There you go, you see. You're making a romance out of it. You always have to make a romance out of everything. You got to take it in your stride. Bird on the round fancies you. Fair enough. Part of the business. Don't let it go to your head. Don't hang about. Move in, move out, move on. There's always another house next door.
You've always had the nasty tendency to coarsen everything, haven't you? Can't you understand, Dad? But it isn't like that. She wasn't hanging out in our window. We met on the doorstep, and our eyes met. And, well, that was it. I mean, this isn't move in, move out, and move on as far as Dorothea is concerned. There's something warm and tender. She wants me for myself. Look, I've waited a long time for something like this, Dad. Don't try and degrade it.
So, you're going to see her again?
Yes. I'm going round tomorrow morning again. And I'm taking some of my books round. We're going to discuss them.
You're not going out on the round?
No, I'm afraid not, Dad. You'd better make cover arrangements. I'm not saying that this is going to be the end of Steptoe and Son, at least not yet. Huh? We'll just have to wait and see. If Dorothea and I find we might possibly have the basis for a durable union, we might decide to shack up together. But that is all in the future.
Harold, listen to
me. Dad, please. I know what I'm doing. Dorothea and I are ground people. I think she expressed it perfectly yesterday when she said, Harold, in this age of atomic uncertainty, we must grab every happiness wherever we can find it.
Ah, Gordon Bennett.
Now, the French would say, it is une liaison dangereuse. I realise that. But then, life is like that, isn't it? Oh, it's total war from the moment you're born till the moment you die. You just have to go along with it, don't you? Either way, Dad, it's no good talking. It started. It started this morning on her doorstep. The dike has been breached.
Eh?
And all the talking in the world can't stop the deluge of passion. It's opened up.
And stops at 4:10, just before old man gets home.
Not like she is married. Yes, so now you know. But it's a mockery. She hasn't seen him for 5 years.
She told you that, did she?
He was a brute and a bully. They had nothing in common. It was a mistake. She was young. She didn't know what she was doing. Would you deny her a chance of happiness?
With you? You're joking. Let me take you away from all this, my darling, and come and live with me down at my junkyard. She's spun you a right yarn, hasn't she? I've never heard such a load of old codswallop in my life. You walk into that place tomorrow and you'll come shooting out the front door with all your books after you. She probably won't even recognise you.
We shall see. We shall see. Dorothea, darling.
Oh, not today. Thank you.
Right?
Dorothea. Dorothea, it's me. It's me, Harold. Dorothea, I got some books.
Look, it's me, Harold Steptoe. The rag and bone man.
And I'm Arthur Thompson, the cow man. You heard what the lady said. Go on, pop it. Go on, don't clear the pitch. Keep it going, eh?
Yeah, but I was here yesterday.
Well, don't be greedy, then.
Well, come out. You come out of there. You come out. You've got no light in there. They've got gas central heating in there. You come out. Dorothea, don't listen to him. You'll get all covered in coal dust. Rotten swine. I hope it's a warm winter. I hope you don't sell a bag full.
Hello, son. You're on early. Scrub you out, did she?
Scrub me out?
You must be joking. Crying her eyes out she was when I left her. I told her straight, there's no future in it. We might as well turn it in now. There she was, screaming, shouting at the front door, pleading for me to stay. But I took no notice. I took me back on, I walked away. I walked straight down the garden path.
And kicked the coal man's horse.
And I kicked the coal...
You've been following me again.
I was only passing by.
You lousy little tow rag. You ought to be in MI5, you ought. Give you a sniff of his helmet, you could find Martin Bormann, you could. Ah, what chance have I got? Next time I get a bird, you could come and watch me. It'll save you a lot of messing about.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Joe Manning Wilson as Dorothea, and also featuring John Sampson. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.